Okay, have you heard the one about the French Muslim woman who walks into a comedy club? Well, you're about to. Here's reporter Adeline Sia in Paris.
Samia Orozmane walks on stage to the sound of classic movies references. Veiled in black from head to toe, she paces the stage in the dark ominously, and then...
Je suis ta mère.
I'm your mother, she says.
Oh, that's what scares you? She says, pointing to the black veil. Oh, don't worry. It's a convertible. She pulls off the veil, revealing her turban-covered head. Right then, Orozmane takes on the hijab taboo. France bans all religious signs, including the hijab, in public schools and for government workers. Orozmane wears a colorful turban instead of a scarf. Something, she says, many people take issue with.
Des gens qui ont dit, mais qu'est-ce que tu fais sur scène alors que t'as un foulard?
Some people ask, what are you doing on stage with a scarf on your head? You should be discreet and not show yourself. I feel like telling them, mind your own beeswax. Some people say, my turban is not as good as a real scarf because my earlobes still show and it's too sexy. I want to tell them the same thing. Some comedians told me I don't belong in the theater with a turban, but it's part of who I am. It's as if I told you I don't like your haircut.
On the day I meet her, Orozmane wears a salmon pink turban and matching jacket, red lipstick and pink eyeshadow. Add to that a bright smile and you're faced with a fired-up persona. Wearing exactly what she pleases, she says, turban, makeup and all, is Orozmane's very own feminist stance.
Alors, je vois vos regards étonnés à vous demander pourquoi je suis habillée comme ça. C'est pas un déguisement, en fait.
On stage, she explains that her outfit is made of West African fabric because she's always dreamed of being black. Sub-Saharan African women, she says, have class and aplomb. And they're always right. In her show, Samia Orozmane makes fun of many more accents and stereotypes. There's the bellicose Algerian. The sing-songy Tunisian.
Allô? Oui? Wallahi, vraiment?
The even more sing-songy but formal Cameroonian. And the little Parisian girl, French equivalent of a valley girl.
Ah là là, j'hallucine. Ah non, mais attends, mais...
It's biting satire, but it never mocks people harshly. Orozmane sees her brand of comedy as equal opportunity offender, and the audience certainly gets that.
On n'arrive pas à me mettre dans une case. En fait,
it's hard to peg me. In fact, even people who are part of my background don't even understand what's going on. Since I pick on everyone, no one knows who I am. I'm like a UFO. I'm a girl born in France, out of Tunisian parents, dressed like a sub-Saharan woman who lives her life and wears a turban. I don't try to fit any mold.
Orozmane also pokes fun at her Tunisian culture. At the heart of the show is her years-long battle with her mother about dating a black man, a French guy from Martinique who converted to Islam. On stage, Orozmane reenacts her mother's reaction when she told her she wanted to marry him. Mom freaks out and says her daughter is doing that just to spite her.
My mother used to tell me, I'd prefer an Arab who's a drunk to a black man who prays. In fact, it's a visceral racism which is prevalent in the North African community as elsewhere. Everyone is afraid of the other. Tackling this on stage is a way to make people think about it.
Orozmane's mother eventually gave her blessing to her marriage. On stage, Orozmane brags about being an unconventional wife to her beloved husband. At home, he does the cleaning, the shopping, the cooking, and I make a mess. And then she adds, it's so good not to be hitched with an Arab. And to all the Arab mothers in the audience who are going to be waiting for me outside, please note, I'll stop saying this when you start teaching your sons to clean up. In her show, Orozmane aims to make people laugh, but she also wants to open minds.
Je suis constamment dans l'ouverture, dans le partage, dans la générosité, dans l'échange.
I try to be as useful as possible. If I can create bridges where there are walls, I'm very happy. If it works, great. If not, I'll turn to other people.
Samia Osman's show Femme de Couleur reopens in Paris next month.
Merci, merci, merci.
For the world, Adeline Cyr, Paris.